我们今天来谈耶稣雅记的11-21。
And today we'll talk about Joshua chapter 11 to all the way to 21.
这是我们最后一堂课。
And this is our last class.
所以我们要开快车。
And this time we'll be driving a fast car.
所以要把安全带系好。
So we have to put on our seatbelts.
我们要开快车。我们来看耶稣雅记的11-23。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 11, verse 23.
耶稣雅记11:23。
Joshua chapter 11, verse 23.
这样耶稣雅照着主所吩咐摩西的一切话，夺了那全地，就按着以色列支派的宗族，将地分给他们为业。于是国中太平，没有征战了。
23. So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord.Had said to Moses, and Joshua gave it as an inheritance to Israel according to their divisions by their tribes.
我们昨天提到耶稣雅攻胜了南方五个王的联军。
And yesterday we talked about how Joshua defeated the five kings of the north, or south.
那今天呢，我们谈他又攻打了这个北方的王的联军。
And today we'll be talking about his battles with the kings of the north.
那所以中间南边北边就攻齐了，就攻占了。
And so he will be conquering the land from north, south, west, and east.
所以他们就得到了这个全地。
And so they were able to take the whole land.
那最后他们就分这个地哈。
And at the end, they were able to divide.
我们来读11:1-4。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 11, verse 1-4.
1-4，夏所王耶宾听见这事，就打发人去见马顿王耶比伦伦孙文王亚萨王与北方山地基尼列南边的亚拉巴高原并西边多所山冈的诸王。第三节，又去见东方的和西方的迦南人与山地的亚摩利人、赫人、比利洗人、耶布斯人并黑门山跟米斯巴地的西尾人，这些都是北方的，大部分都是北方的。
This was all in the north.
第四节。
Four.
这些王和他们的众军都出来，请读。
One. And it came to pass.
第四节。
Four. So then when they went out, they and all their armies with them, as many.
人数多如海边的沙。
As many people as the sand is on the seashore.
并且有许多马匹跟车辆。
There were a lot of horses and chariots.
我自己猜的。
And my guess.
这个以色列百姓在旷野大概没有看过马匹跟车辆。
And my guess is that the Israelite army has never seen horses or chariots before.
在旷野。
In the wilderness.
在埃及应该有马了哈，马匹跟车辆。
And in Egypt, they probably have horses.
但是呢，他们从来没有跟这样的一个军队打仗过。
So they have never fought a battle like this.
尤其这次又是一个新的哈，就是他们人数如海边的沙那么多。
And it was a new challenge. Their people was as the sand is on the seashore.
你有没有注意到我们人生的征战每一次都有不同的挑战。
Do you guys have realized that all our challenges are different in life?
你们当学生有学生的 temptation， 学生的问题。
As a student, we have the temptations and the problems of a student.
那你结婚了，又有婚姻的问题。
We get married, we have troubles with our marriage.
没有小孩，也有小孩子的问题。
And when we have children, we have difficulties with them.
我们人间充满了问题。
So in our lives are filled with problems.
人间充满了征战。
Our lives are filled with battles.
但是神呢，总是给我们方法，给我们信心，来战胜人生的问题。
But God gives us a way and gives us faith to conquer these challenges in life.
所以只要有人的地方就有问题。
And where there are people, there are problems.
但是有神的地方就有答案。
But where there is God, there are answers.
所以第五节，这些诸王会合来到米伦水边，一同安营，要跟以色列人征战。
Five. When all these kings had met together, they came and camped together at the waters of Meribah.
那我们知道这个联军是以夏所王做一个首领的。
And we know that
this alliance.
These kings made an alliance.
那个是以夏所王 做一个带领的。
And they made an alliance with the king of Hazor.
Hazor as the king, right? 但是呢，神就来鼓励他们了。
But God came and encouraged them.
第六节，请你读。
Verse 6, but the Lord said to Joshua, do not be afraid because of them, for tomorrow about this time, I will deliver all of them slain before Israel. You shall hamstring their horses and burn their chariots with fire.
请问这是第几次神说不要怕？第几次？
I have a question. How many times did God said do not be afraid?
第二次吗？
This is the second time.
Impossible. 第几次？这是你们的功课吗？
Is this your homework?
我不是让你们查吗？
Did I not ask you guys to find it?
有查的请举手。第几次？应该不是第二次了，你们再查查看，应该是很多次了，所以呢，我们真的遇到事情不要怕。
So when we meet up with these, we should not be afraid.
神总是有一个 creative 的方法，创意性的方法。
God always has a creative method to.
你看神这次叫他们把他们那个马的蹄筋统统砍掉。
And here God tells us that to hamstring their horses.
然后呢，把他们的车辆都焚烧了。
And burn their chariots with fire.
这是我的想象，不晓得对不对。
And this is my imagination. I'm not sure if this is correct.
以色列人比较矮嘛，对不对？
Israelites are a little bit shorter.
所以他们看到人家就以为自己是蚱蜢哦，人家是巨人哦。
And when they see other people, they might think they're grasshoppers and they're
giants. 你们打 NBA 哦，那个矮的都是控球员嘛，对不对？
And in NBA, all the shorter people are
控球员呢。
Point guard,
对不对？所以低的球他抢的最好，对不对？
So when they're shorter, they can grab the ball easier.
是不是啊？低的球啊。
Is that true?
所以跟马打仗就砍马蹄根就好了。
So when they fight with horses, all they need to do is hamstring
their horses. 你不用砍马头，你太矮了，砍不到。
They don't need to kill the horses because they're too short.
Don't kill the head of the horse.
Don't kill the head of the horse.
You're too short. 砍马蹄筋。
So all they need to do is
This is my personal imagination. You can ignore them.但是我是觉得神真的很有创意啊！哦
，So I think God is very creative.
那个神什么问题他都有办法的。
There's nothing God cannot do.
我记得叶传道曾经讲过一个见证，你们再 double check 他一下。
I remember preacher Ye has testified before.
他说他去巴西啊，听到两个见证。
And when he went to
Brazil,
he had heard two testimonies.
一个弟兄啊，过马路啊。
There's a brother who crossed the street.
没有注意到车子要撞上他。
And he noticed the car was about to collide with him.
来不及了，来不及了。
And he thought there was no time.
怎么办呢？如果是你怎么办
？So what would you do?
他说哈利路亚，对不对
？And he yelled Hallelujah.
哎，然后突然之间哈利路亚的时候呢，好像那个 time 跟 space 哦 freeze.
And when he yelled Hallelujah, it was like time and space froze.
哎，他自己可以动啊。
But he was still able to move.
所以他就。Barely pass it, 然后就好像你们看那个电视那个慢动作重播，然后突然呼这样子，所以那个 time and space 这样 freeze 之后呢，他走过去了就呼，这就过去了这样子。
And so when time and space froze, it was just like in television, you see the slow motion into regular speed.
那他的生命就被保持住了。
And his life was preserved.
啊，另外一个姐妹。
And there was another sister.
她也是一样过红绿灯。
She was crossing the lights.
她被撞死了。
And she was hit, and she died because of this.
哎呀，大家都不了解，为什么神只有爱那个人，不爱另外一个人呢
？So people did not understand how come God loved this brother and not this sister.
啊，所以尤其他儿子更是难过。主耶稣啊，你怎么这样呢
？And this was
her son even feel more sad.
Oh, her son even felt more sad.
啊，怎么可以把我妈妈带走呢
？How can you take my mom away?
他很伤心啊。
And he was very sad.
有一次祷告的时候，神就有一次神就给他做一梦啊。
And so God gave him a vision in his prayer.
他说呢，他就看到那个他妈妈在被撞之前哈，神就把他的灵魂接回去了。
And just before the mom was hit, God took her soul away.
他真的在梦里面看到，在 vision 里面看到，就是灵魂接走了，那个身体变成一个没有感觉的身体啊，所以那个身体啊就被撞了。
And so when he saw his mom's soul get received away and the body was it was just a vessel.
那个儿子看到很感动了，哎呀，感谢主，原来神也这样爱我们的妈妈。
And when the son saw this, he was very moved, and he knew that God loved him.
所以人生充满了各样的问题哦，很多的挑战。
So in our lives, it's filled with many challenges.
但是或这样或那样，神都有办法安慰我们、帮助我们、带领我们度过人生的难题。
God is able to encourage us to bring us over these challenges.
那这个后来啊，神怎么样对付这个夏所王呢
？So how did God deal with this Jabin King Jabin?
Hazor 夏所王。
Oh, King of Hazor.
耶宾好像，好，看第十节。 当时耶稣雅转回来夺了夏所，用刀杀了夏所王。后来夏所在诸国，这夏所在诸国中是为首的。十一节，以色列人用刀击杀城中人口，将他们进行杀灭，还有气息的没有留下一个。耶稣雅又用火焚烧夏所。请读。
And ten, Joshua turned back at the time and took Hazor, and struck its king with a sword, for Hazor was formerly the head of all those kingdoms. 11, and they struck all the people who were in it with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying them. There was none left breathing. Then he burned Hazor with fire.
这个在北方战争当中，好像只有夏所被烧掉而已。
And in the, all the battles of the, against the kings of the north, only Hazor was burned.
我想那是一个带领的指标作用，统统把它灭了。
And everything he had was burned.
那可是呢？你看十三节哦，十三节。
If we look at verse 13.
至于造在山岗上的城，除了夏所以外，以色列的人都没有焚烧。耶稣要主将只将夏所烧了。十四节。
14.
那些城邑的所有财物跟牲畜，以色列人都取为己有啊的取为自己量物，唯有一切人口都用刀击杀。直到杀尽，完有七十的没有留下一个。十五节，主怎样吩咐他仆人摩西，摩西又怎样吩咐耶稣亚，耶稣亚照样吩咐，照样还神所吩咐摩西的。耶稣亚没有一件懈怠不行的。请读。
13. But as for the cities that stood on their mounds, Israel burned none of them except Hazor only, which Joshua burned. And all the spoils of these cities and the livestock the children of Israel took as booty for themselves. But they struck every man with the edge of the sword until they had destroyed them. And they left none breathing as the Lord had commanded Moses his servant. So Moses commanded Joshua. And so Joshua did. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord had commanded.
每次我们读到，哎呀，怎么那么残忍哦，把他那双龙杀掉。
So when we, every time when we read, we might think, oh, why is it so cruel?
我们回到第一堂课，我们讲为什么这里的人是这样子，因为他们罪恶已经满盈了，他们已经神已经怜悯他们四百年了。
And remember the first class is because their sin was full.
神已经怜悯他们四百年了。
And they, God already had mercy on them for 400 years.
这个地已经被他们弄脏了。
This land was already polluted by them.
所以呢，神要不让他们影响以色列百姓的信仰啊。
So God did not want these people to influence the faith of the Israelites.
一定要想到主耶稣的慈爱哦。
So we must think of the love and mercy of God.
所以这是啊，按照神父摩西、耶稣亚只是照做而已啊。
And this is what the Lord had commanded to Moses and Joshua did as so.
弟兄姐妹，我们要 tough love.
And brothers and sisters, we must have tough love.
有时候爱哦是一种那个除掉恶，有时候除掉恶就是一个很重要的爱哦。
And to get rid of sin, this is an important aspect of love.
我们要勇敢，我们拿刀来杀。
We must have courage to use the sword.
那实际上特别讲，他们都用刀杀的哦。
And in the Bible, it records that they all killed with the sword.
你看十九节。
Let's look at verse 19.
除了基遍、西位之外，没有一城以色列人讲和的，都是以色列人征战夺来的。请读。
There was not a city that made peace with the children of Israel except the Hivites. The inhabitants of Gibeon, all the others they took in battle.
所以真的我们要勇敢，要刚强。
So we must have courage and be strong.
昨天晚上我看到弟兄在团契啊，那个是 Counselor James Lee's time， 是不是
？And yesterday there was a discussion led by Counselor James Lee.
那我在想他的一个重点就是 be a man， 是不是
？And his
be a man.
His encouragement was be a man.
Don't be a coward， 是不是？意思是不是这样子
？And the meaning, could the meaning be don't be a coward？
真的呢，我发觉到有时候弟兄真的比较爱上网哦 ，video game 一 play 就没有日没有夜，是不是这样
？Sometimes I find that brothers they're more likely to play video games until midnight.
有时候比较没有责任感，比较丧，是不是这样
？And their responsibility is a bit they don't have a lot of responsibility.
是不是你们多少人需要爸爸妈妈打电话叫你们起床的？你们才起床，请举手。不要举手，不好意思了啊。
How many of you need your parents to wake you up in the morning?
你要把刀拿出来啦。
So we must take out the sword.
你要砍。
We have to strike.
把那个 laziness 砍掉。
We have to cut off this laziness.
把那个瞌睡虫砍掉。
We have to cut off this wanting to sleep.
你不可以一天到晚这么懒散嘛？哎呀。
We cannot be lazy all of our days.
你们要养家的是吗？昨天你们不是说的吗
？And yesterday we talked about how you're supposed to be raising the families.
所以不是说 be a man.
That's why the encouragement was be a man.
如果你们不能 be a man 哈。
And To see if you can be a man.
我看哦，你们最好去餐馆打工 ，ten to ten 这样子。
And the best thing is to work in a restaurant, work from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
你一定会马上成为一个男人。
you will become a man immediately.
你们都太好命了啦。
You guys live very wonderful lives.
没有打过工的请举手。
If you have not worked a single day in your life, raise your hand.
No side job, no part-time job, 请举手。
No part-time job, also raise your hand.
有 part-time job 的请举手，有 part-time job 请举手。
Those who have part-time jobs, raise your hand.
这么好。你们要工作才会成长。
And we must work in order to grow.
真的不要太好命哦，要刀拿出来才会成长。
And we have to take out the sword in order to grow.
我们有时候为什么骄傲，你知道吗？
Why do we sometimes feel pride?
为什么我们懒惰，你知道吗？
Why do we sometimes feel lazy?
因为我们的 provision, 我们被提供的照顾的太好了。
Because we are too well provided for.
我们被捧的太高了。
We are spoiled too much.
如果有一天你真的去打工。
If one day you really go to work.
你真的是活一个有尊严，做一个有尊严的拿刀征战的人。
If you be someone that takes out their sword.
Be a dignified person.
Be a dignified person.
你就会觉得真的是活得很有朝气，很有意义。
And you'll find that life has a lot more meaning.
也比较不会那么骄傲，也比较容易成熟。
And we will find that we will have less pride and we'll be able to grow more.
我不能光说你们，说我自己，我自己也是一样的。
I can't only say you, but also for me.
来到美国之前呢，我也是很臭屁的啦。
And before I came to America, I was also like that.
就是，但到美国之后，我觉得神给我机会接受磨练了。
And when I came to the U.S., I felt that God was able to test me.
我在曼哈顿送过外卖。
I was I went to Manhattan.
I delivered Chinese food.
Oh, I delivered Chinese food in Manhattan.
那我记得很清楚啊，那个赚一单都是赚小费的这样子。
And I remember I only was able to earn the tips.
那我一个弟兄啊，跟我一起做，哇，他特别高，脚特别长，走特别快，每次都中的比我多。我那就想，奇怪，我的脚怎么那么短啊
？And then there was another brother who was always able to work faster than me. So I thought, how come my legs are so short?
那个在下雪的日子哦，你骑单车这样子，骑然后送这样子。
And during the snow days, we have to ride a bicycle to deliver the food.
然后有一次啊，我就是不晓得为什么，每次我回到餐馆的时候，就有人拿地上鸡蛋打我。
And I don't know why, but every time when I return to the restaurant, someone would throw eggs at me.
我说神啊，为什么只有我？我的朋友为什么每个人都没有？只有我？为什么我只有他们最讨厌我？怎么回事啊
？So I asked God, how come it's always me? How come my friends they are not
我也不知道谁丢我鸡蛋呢，我连知道谁丢我都不知道。
And I don't even know who threw the eggs at me.
反正我到门口我就要看鸡蛋从哪里来，哎闪，哎闪这样子。
So every time when I went to the door of the restaurant, I have to dodge the eggs that are thrown at me.
那都在躲在对面，不晓得哪里过来的，真的看不出来。
They were always at the opposite side. I never know who it is.
后来我自己反省啊。
So I reflected upon myself.
可能人家讨厌我。
Maybe because people do not like me.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为纽约都是单行道嘛。
And because New York is always a single lane city.
但我要快嘛，吼，所以我都 go against the traffic.
So because when I need to be very fast in delivery, I have to go against the traffic.
所以人家美国人手滑，看到我这样子就给我 color CC 这样子。
And when Americans saw me doing this, they
给我颜色看一看。就是警告我一下这样子了。
They warned me.
所以我就吃鸡蛋了这样子。
So I had to endure the eggs.
我现在讲起来很轻松，当时很难过啊。
Right now when I say this, it might be relaxing, but it was very difficult for me.
You feel like you're humiliated. 你觉得你好像很丢脸这样子，怎么这样子啊？很丢脸，然后。
You feel like you are humiliated. You don't know why.
你看当时有一段时间我在 motel 打工。
And there was a period of time where I worked at a motel.
洗厕所。
I was cleaning the bathroom.
折棉被啊。
And I was also folding the blankets.
哦，你说你多伟大。
So
how great are you? How great thou art?
I ask you how great thou art.
真的觉得好像，真的有时候你受一点吃一点苦哦，你会觉得自己成熟了。
And sometimes when we suffer a little, we'll feel that we have grown.
所以我们做一个人要有一个征战的精神。
And when we We have to, when we be a man, we have to have a sense of battle.
在困难的敌人哦，都不要害怕。
And no matter how fearsome the enemy is, we must not be afraid.
我们看十一章的二十一节。
Let's turn to
十一章二十一节。
Chapter 11, verse 21.
二十一节。
21.
当时耶稣也来到，将住在山地希伯伦底壁亚拿伯犹太山地以色列山地所有的亚纳族人剪除了。耶稣也将他们和他们的城邑尽都灭尽尽都。
21, and at that time Joshua came and cut off the Anakim from the mountains, from Hebron, from Debir, from Anab, from all the mountains of Judah, and from all the mountains of Israel. Joshua utterly destroyed them with their cities.
Okay, test.
So test.
What kind of people is Yanazuren?
So what kind of people are the Anakim?
什么样的人才知道答案?
Who knows the answer? What kind of people are they?
什么样? Yes, giants. Oh, they are giants. Well, how do you know?
The people of Anakim are giants. How do you know?
我们来看《申命记》九章第二节。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
申命记九章第二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 9 verse 2.
九章二节，请你读。
Two. A people great and tall, the descendants of Anakim, whom you know and whom and of whom you heard it said.Who can stand before the descendants of Anakim?
所以那个亚纳族代表又高又大的困难。
So the people of Anakim are a people great and tall.
所以他们看到亚纳族的人就觉得自己像蚱蜢一样哦。
And when they saw the people of Anakim, they felt like grasshoppers.
所以人生有很多困难，就像亚纳族一样，他们是很难打倒的，是很困难的困难。
And in our lives, there are troubles like Anakim. They are very hard to overcome.
但是靠着神啊，我们真的有办法，尤其是圣灵的能力哦。
But through God and through the Holy Spirit, we are able to overcome them.
What is the worst habit you have in your life? 你生命当中最糟糕、最难克服的一些坏习惯是什么？
What is the worst habit you have in your life?
是你的懒惰吗？
Is it your laziness?
是你的上网问题吗？
Is it your habits of surfing the web?
是 video game 问题吗？
Is it video games?
你只要靠着神，你真的有办法。
When we rely on God, we will have power to overcome.
我希望你们没有抽烟的了哈。
And I hope none of you smoke.
但是真的有的人抽烟哦，他一惹上烟瘾，他很难戒嘞。
And
这个烟像一根小小的烟，但是他没办法控制。
And sometimes when people smoke, they are unable to cut off their addiction.
真的有的人哦，搭飞机不能抽烟嘛。
And airlines, you're not allowed to smoke.
有一个人哦，我们一个弟兄，他说他旁边坐一个抽烟，他烟拿起来，一直闻，一直闻，一直舔，一直舔。
And I heard from a brother that beside the airplane, there was a person who took out a pack of cigarettes and started smelling and licking them.
And also licking on it.
And licking on it.
就是放不下来，这样不能抽，就是用这样子的，真的哦。
And when they can't smoke, this is what they do.
但是呢，如果真的有圣灵帮助，很容易哦。
But when we have the help, when we have the help of the Holy Spirit, it's very easy.
再大再难的，主耶稣说，主说，你把又大又困难的问题到我这边来，没有什么不可以。帮你解决的了。
No matter how great or how difficult, when we bring it to Jesus, He will be able to solve it.
你知道在早期哦，我们那个莆田那个地方哦，他们人怎么信耶稣的？就是有一个我们传福音的，专门请那个鸦片的、抽鸦片的过来戒鸦片的。Opium, 当时有很多人那个 opium addicted.
In our early workers, there was a lot of
不是 early worker， 我们怎么传福音的呢？就是那个 early worker 怎么传福音？就是很多人到真耶稣教来鸦片戒鸦片。
Oh, there was a lot of people who were addicted to opium came to True Jesus Church.
真的靠着圣灵力量，他鸦片戒掉了。
And through the power of the Holy Spirit, they were able to cut off this addiction.
所以他后来就能够认识啊，教会里面真的有神了哦。
So at the end, they were able to know that in this church there is the true God.
所以你要把你大的困难呢带到主耶稣面前来。
So we have to bring our biggest problems before Jesus Christ.
靠着神，没有什么打不倒的。
Relying on the power of Jesus, there is nothing that he cannot do.
我们看十二章二十四节。
Let's turn to chapter 12, verse 24.
一个是得撒王，共计三十一个王。
The king of Tirzah won all the kings 31.
所以后来啊，耶稣啊又这个征服了三十一个王啊。
So Joshua was able to defeat 31 kings.
所以他就夺了那个全地啊。
So he was able to take all the land.
十一章的十六节。
Let's turn to chapter 11, verse 16.
耶稣亚夺了那全地啊。
Thus Joshua took all this land.
所以呢，这个地就这样征服了
哈。And this land was taken by Joshua.
那我们再来看这个，他得到地之后呢，他们就要分地啊。
And after they took this land, they had to divide this land.
这个是从从十一从三章到二十一章哦，通通在谈婚地的事情。
From chapter 3 to all the way.
十三章到二十一章。
From chapter 13 to 21, this describes the division of the land.
那我把一些重点哦拿出来谈。
And I will bring out some importance in these chapters.
这个首先呢，有些地呢不是分的，是他们自己要的。
And for some of the lands, it was not divided. It was the desires of the tribe.
It's not. 他们拿到地不是 draw by lots, 是他们原来就要到的。
They got their land not by lots, but it was what they originally wanted.
我们来看十二章的第六节。
Let's turn to chapter 12, verse 6.
十二章第六节。
Chapter 12, verse 6.
这恶王是主仆人摩西和以色列人所击杀的。主仆人摩西将他们的地赐给流便、加德、马拿西、曼支、拜为业。这是以东的地方。
And this is the land of Edom.
啊，不对不起，约旦河以东的地方啊，说错了，约旦河以东的地方啊。
Oh, this is where the
east side of Jordan.
The eastern Jordan plain.
哎。那他们杀了这个两个王啊
，and they conquered, they killed two kings here.
啊，所以呢，这两个半支派就说，我们不要过去了啦，摩西啊，你把这个地方赐给我们了。
And these two tribes did not want to go over, so they asked Moses to give this land to them.
那这个以流便为主啦，流便加德马拿西半支派啊。
And to the Reuben, and also have the tribe of Manasseh.
这个是自己要这个地这块地好不好
？And these tribes they wanted this land for themselves. Is this land good?
Is this land good? 好不好？我们上次说过这块地哦，风吹草低好牧牛羊，对牧牛羊是好。
And this land was very good for the pastoral for sheep.
哎，但其实这块地是不好的。
But actually this land is not very good.
做参考了哈。为什么我自己这样讲呢
？So why do I say this？
因为这一块地哦，靠近沙漠，知道吗
？Because this land was very close to the desert.
那沙漠的民族哦，都没有东西可以吃啊，没有种植嘛。
And in the desert, there are no crop. They are not able to grow crops.
啊，所以他肚子饿，他就 hew 过来就抢这里的人呐。
So when they are hungry, they have to cross over to steal the food from other people.
我们中国历史一下，我们中国历史为什么北方人啊，这个。边疆人要打中原呢，因为中原有东西吃，他们边疆的比较没东西，所以咻一下就来中原，就侵略中原，是这样的意思。
And in Chinese history, the people of the north always came to the middle to steal the food.
啊，那这个啊，所以你看那个耶伯记里面哦，耶伯记啊，就是在东方自大了，其实应该就是这个地方。然后呢，那一天之内怎么样，什么都不见了。因为那个游牧民族啊，那个沙漠的民族没有东西的，来就什么都抢走了，是这样一个地方啊。
And Job, when all his possessions was taken away by other people, they were probably taken by people of the north because they were close to deserts.
好，我们中国有句话说，台湾有句话说，妖鸡唔惊锤，妖狼无笑面底皮，听得懂吗？饿鸡不怕棍子，饿人不怕面子啊。饿的鸡啊，真的，饥饿了哦，你那个吃米，你打打打，他都不走的啦。
So when a chicken, when he's
hungry, 你下次你试试看。
When a chicken's hungry, you can't shoo it away with sticks.
因为他饿啊。
Because he's very hungry.
那沙漠民族也是一样，他本来就没东西吃了，所以他来抢，他不怕你的。
And so this is the same with the desert tribes.
啊，所以呢，为什么流便他们自己选的不好呢
？So how come they chose a land that was not good?
我们知道流便其实他这个支派的历史祖先啊，他们本身就是好人啊，但是他做错了事情了。爸爸就拿开他长子的名位，
so、this,
长子的位份了。
So in the history of all the Reubenites, they were good people, but in their history they did something bad. So their father took away their blessing.
Yeah, first sonship, right? Birthright.
The father took away their birthright.
啊，他跟他的阿姨啊睡觉。
Because he has slept with his
aunt. 所以这个哦，这个在历史上面呢，流便常常是糊涂的。
And so in history, Reuben was always corrupted.
我们有神给我们的应许，当然你有的可以自己要，但有的是神可以给你。
In us for possessions, there are some things that God can give us.
Promise, huh?
Some things are promised to us, but some things we can also want for ourselves.
但是有时候神给你的哈， 如果你自己要的跟神给你，有时候你自己不知道你要的是不是最好的啦。
But sometimes, the things that we want may not be the best.
啊，比如说，如果婚姻是神应许给那些虔诚的，你那个依靠神，神给你一个好的婚姻。如果是这样的话
，For example, marriage is promised to us, and according to God, we will.He will give us.
那有的时候是有神的祝福应许，你比较顺服的时候呢？哎，神有时候应许你，好像不是你的 first choice， 但是有时候是最适合你的。
So when in marriage, when this is not our first choice, sometimes it goes a lot more smoothly.
It may not be your first choice, but it could be the best for you.
It may not be the first choice, but it's the best for you.
有时候神给你是这样子的，有时候不是你最爱的那个人。
So sometimes what God gives you may not be the one you love most.
也许你来 NYTS 啊，你看到哎，这个姐妹、那个姐妹、这个姐妹，三个都很好，但是排名第一、第二、第三，对不对哈？
So for example, when you meet a sister, meet three sisters, and you rank them from one to three.
哦，不可以 date， 不可以同时 date， 知道吗
？You can't date them simultaneously.
No, cannot. Sorry.
You can't.
You can. Sorry. 那有时候神就把第三个赐给你，或者第四个，第四个赐给你。
Or sometimes God will give you the third one, or even the fourth one.
可是你要的是第一个啊。
But what you want is actually the first.
其实你看不到，其实神给你的比你想要的还要好。
And but you can't see this, but in actuality, God gives you the best.
那如果你硬要，有时候也会要得到的。
But if you truly want, sometimes you also get it.
但是其实你有时候不一定够经验，不一定像神那么聪明，就是了。
But we are not as wise as God.
那有一种地啊，是他们原来啊。就是说，这是他们自己要求的。一种地是摩西原来就赐给人的，另外一个 case 哦。
And there was a land that was already given to them by Moses.
我们来看十四章的七到十二节。
Let's turn to chapter 14, verse 7 to
12. 这是Caleb, 他窥探的时候呢，因为他有信心了，那摩西就赐给他了。
And this was given to Caleb when he had faith, so Moses gave it to Caleb.
所以十四节十四章七到十二节。
So chapter 14, verse 7 to 12.
主的仆人摩西从加利斯巴尼亚打发我窥探这地，那时我正四十岁。我按着心意回报他。第八节。
Eight.
然而我同我上去的众弟兄使百姓的心消化，但我专心跟从主我的神。第九节。当日摩西启示说，你脚所踏之地定要归你和你的子孙永远为业，因为你专心跟从主我的神。第十节。自从主对摩西说这话的时候，主照他应许的使我存活这四十五年，期间以色列人在旷野行走。看哪，如今我八十五岁了。十一节，请你读。
11. As yet I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. 12. Now therefore give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day, for you heard in that day how the Anakim were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to
drive it out. 这个四十几年来信心永远没有变哦。
And this person, in a span of 40 years, his faith was not changed. 45 years.
这个年轻的时候到年老的时候，他一样的对摩西神给他应许，他抓得紧紧的。
And from young to old, he held on to the promise that Moses gave him.
这个人不简单。
And so this person is,
it's not easy.
It's not easy.
Is that right, Caleb? It's not easy, right?
Is that right, Caleb?
Yeah.你想看 Caleb， 这里有没有 Joshua？ 你 Joshua
here？ Caleb, do you have a Joshua here？
如果你们两个同时都报好消息
，If both of you was able to give good news at the same time，
但是神就重用耶稣呀，就把你冰起来。
And but
God just use Joshua and freeze you up。
God used Joshua but not Caleb。
Caleb, what do you think？
So what would you think, Caleb？
45 years, your name never appeared。Until 45 years later, your name shows in the Bible. What do you think? 你还会服侍神吗？
Will you still be able to serve God?
Yes. Sorry, because your name is Caleb. The last time I call your name wrong. Sorry. 所以呢，那个这个是不简单的，这是不简单的心智。
So this is not easy. This is not an easy faith.
所以我们刚读的哈 ，As the days what? 我的日子如何，我的力量如何？我们刚唱那首诗啊。 我们刚才上面说315首，我的日子如何，我的力量也如何。
And just as my strength was, and so now is my strength.
知道怎么翻译？三百啊？怎么翻译？As as what?
As thy days, thy strength shall be measured.
到老了，他的力量，他觉得还是跟四十岁是那个心智跟四十岁是一样的。
And when he was old, his faith was just as back.
所以他要求要去打那个亚纳族的人，他要求的。
So he was the one who wanted to fight against the Anakim.
你知道，有时候我在教会看到一些老人家哦，还专心的在服侍神，我真的很感动。
And sometimes when I come to church and I see the elderly brothers and sisters serving God, I am truly moved.
你看那个多伦多教会。
And we look at Toronto Church.
长老几岁了？快一百岁了。超过一百岁了，有个长老超过一百岁了。
It was an elder. He's past 100 years old.
他以前我比你们还小的时候，他就是我的注目传道。
And when I was younger, he was my local pastor.
我现在到多伦多去领会。
And when I go to Toronto for service,
他常常坐在前面。
He's always sitting in the front.
他看电看现在看要不要用放大镜看圣经，还是很认真的，认真在听道理啊。
And he's still concentrating on listening to the sermon.
认真啊，在爱神，敬畏神啊。
And he's still concentrating on loving God.
他肉体虽然没有太多力量啊。
And although he does not have so much strength,
但是40岁的时候心智如何？100岁的时候心智也是这样子啊。
And his faith was strong at 40 years. His faith is also strong.
这是很感动人的。
And this touches us.
那这个婚地哈啊。其实他们那个时候还有一些问题啊，就是还没有，虽然全部得到了，但是呢，还有一些人啊，没有全部杀光了哦。
And although they conquered the whole land, there were a few people that they did not kill.
我们来看十三章的第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 13.
所以其实他们这样分地也是一种信心的表现哦。
And the division of the land is also an action of faith.
十三章第一节。
Chapter 13, verse 1.
耶稣亚年纪老迈，主对他说：“你年纪老迈了，还有许多未得之地，几多。”
And now Joshua was old, advanced in years, and the Lord said to him, "You are old, advanced in years."
所以大部分得到，但是还有一些没有得到哦。
And they have they conquered the whole land, but there were still a few that they did not get.
但是神怎么说呢？
What did God say?
第六节下半段，你只管照我所吩咐你的办这啊，将这地免就分给以色列人为业。
Then I will drive out from before the children of Israel, only divided by lot to Israel as an inheritance, as I have commanded.
第七节。
Seven.
现在你要把这地分给九个支派和马拿西半支派，九个半支派。
Seven. Now therefore divide this land as an inheritance to the nine tribes and half the tribe of Manasseh.
所以没有全部得到，没有全部打完就分地了。这个是好像哦，你这个土地，你如果买一个房子哈，好像你还没有 sign contract 啊，你就把这个房子赐给你的子孙了，好像就是这个意思啊。
So,
你有得到就给了。
So when you have not received the land, you have already divided this land among the people.
那这个到别示巴，通通分出去了。
And up until Beersheba, all the land was divided.
这个是信心的哦。
And this was an action of faith.
啊，所以今天我们做事情哦，有时候不要太胆怯。
And when we do things today, we must not be so.
我们行事不要太 timid， 我们行事要神啊，让我们呢、啊、凭信心，不凭眼见。
And now when we do things, we must do it by faith and not by sight.
当我们真的很有信心的时候
，When we have a lot of faith，
真的啊，神很高兴，工人也是很高兴的。
God will be very pleased, and so will the workers.
我们来看彼得前书的第一章第八节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8.
彼得前书一章八节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8.
彼得前书一章八节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 8.
请你读。
8. Whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full.
今天我们来参加 NYTS.
When we attend NYTS today,
你有看到神吗？
Did we see God?
没有。
No.
你们虽然没有看见过他，却是爱他。
Even though you have not seen him, you love him.
如今虽不得看见，却因信就有说不出满有荣光的大喜的。
Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible.
我们现在 NYTS 快结束了。
NYTS is about to come.
好多人祷告真的是觉得很喜乐。
A lot of people when they pray, they feel joy.
你好像没有看到他。
even though we do not see him.
但是我感觉到他在你里面。
But we know he is within us.
啊，你感祷告起来就觉得很喜乐，蛮有荣光的大喜乐。
And when you pray, you feel joy and full of glory.
虽然我们有时候好像没有看到天国。
Sometimes when we do not see the heaven.
啊，但是因为圣灵在我们里面。
But since the Holy Spirit is within us,
就好像我们已经得到那一块地一样啊。
It's like that we have already got received this land.
啊，就是这样子，没有看到，没有去到那里，但是你已经得到了，已经分了，你已经知道你有那一块地了。
Even though we have not been to heaven, but we have already received this land.
啊，请问他们是怎么样分地的
？And so when I ask you a question, how did they divide the land?
好。百万。
How?
我们刚读过了，啊，抽签对不对
？Drawing
the lots.
They divided the land by casting lots.
When was the last time the Bible, in people in the Bible, drawing the lot? 那个抽签是什么时候做一次
？When was the last time in the Bible they cast lots?
Anyone? 啊 ，Acts， 使徒行传，什么事件？对。尼布犹大谁不犹大那个使徒的事件呢？用抽签决定。
And, the last time they cast lots was when they chose the disciple Matthias.
来，我们现在选执事要不要用抽签的？
When we select ministers or deacons, do we need to cast lots?
要不要安利Samuel 做传道？我们用抽签好不好？一抽，哎，对不起，你不能当传道，因为神说不可以，可不可以这样子？
So、
需要这样子吗
？When we choose full-time workers, do we cast lots today?
现在不需要，为什么现在不需要呢
？So why, how come we do not need it?
最后一次呢，就是圣灵降下来之前。
And the last time lots was cast was right before.
圣灵降下来是第二章，最后一次在第一章，这个是在第一章。
And the Holy Spirit descended in chapter two. The last time they cast lots was in chapter.
啊，所以现在以前他们那个研究就是神的工作，像我们一起祷告，圣灵与我们做决定，这也是神的工作。
In the past, when they cast lots, that was the work of God. Today, when we pray with the Holy Spirit, this is also the work of God.
那我问大家一个问题啊，这是很 personal， 你看你想法不跟我一样？这个九个半支派哦，哪个支派得的地是最好的 ？Who has the best land?
Out of the nine tribes, who has the best land?
我们刚说两个半支派不好嘛，因为那个敌人一直来。其实这两个半支派哦，在历史上消失的最快。
And in the history of the Israelites, Reuben and
河东的很早就不见了，这个敌人很早就不见了。
Reuben and half the tribe of Manasseh disappeared the quickest.
那哪一个支派的地最好？为什么
？So which tribe's land was the best and why？
要不要做功课？没有人拖就做功课。
If no one answers, there will be homework.
Yes. 以法莲支派为什么？他得的地蛮大的，也蛮中心的。以法莲支派得的不错的，是好的。
The land of Ephraim was indeed pretty good.
但是我跟我的想法不太一样。你可以这样想的哈，因为这个圣经上没有写。
But it differs from my own personal opinion.
Yes. 对，你为什么觉得犹大支派最好
？How come you think the land of Judah was the best?
我说地本身呐、啊，地本身。不是后裔本身，地本身。
So not descendants, but the land itself.
我也觉得是犹大，但是有没有谁可以更讲一些理由出来
？Personally, I feel it's Judah, but is there any reasons?
对，犹大的天然膨胀是最好的。
And
natural defense 是最好的。
The natural defense of the tribe of Judah was the best.
因为古代没有飞机嘛，对不对
？Because in the past there were no airplanes.
所以要攻犹大地很难，因为他要经过沿海才有办法攻犹大地啊。
They were unable to reach the land of Judah, they had to cross the sea in order.
那西边呢，也是一个大海啊，要来也是要经过海，是不是
？And in the south was also
west.
In the west was also a great river.
那北边是自己的兄弟嘛，对不对
？And in the north, it was their own brethren.
啊，南边是沙漠，要行军也是很难，因为古代没有什么好的工具，要行军也蛮难的，对不对
？And in the south, it was a desert, so to march troops on the desert would be pretty
difficult. 所以你看，犹大国最晚被消灭掉，它是。在历史里面存留最久的一个国，存留最久的，就是因为它天然膨胀本来就好。
The kingdom of Judah was the last to perish for its natural defenses was the best.
这是抽签抽到的啦。
And this was done by the casting of lots.
这是神的意思。
And this is the will of God.
那为什么神特别祝福犹大呢
？So how come God blessed Judah more?
如果我们想犹大支派，这个支派常常出好人呢、啊。
But if you think about the tribe of Judah, there is a lot of good people out of this tribe.
这个支派哦，你读圣经是最孝顺的支派，最孝顺的孝子，很多孝子都是犹大支派的。
And this tribe was the one tribe who had the most filial piety.
你看那个谁啊，犹大本身是不是很孝顺啊？
Judah, was he very obedient from the beginning?
Very pious.
Was he very filial pious?
Filial pious, yes. 是不是啊？有没有？谁知道那个故事？
Who knows the story?
啊，我没有什么时间讲啊。你记不记得那个约瑟用计要把便雅悯留下来那个故事？有没有？
Do you remember when when Jacob wanted to keep
Joseph,
Benjamin?
Joseph.
Or when Joseph
tricked him.
When Joseph tricked Benjamin,
以为他是贼，你是贼，你要留下来当我的奴隶。
So, he tricked Benjamin in allowing Benjamin to become his slave.
Misunderstood, do him as take him as a thief, right?
Take him as a thief.
那是谁出来解决这个问题的
？So who was the one to solve this problem?
那个犹大讲一番话哦，约瑟哭啊，约瑟的心融化掉了。
And from the words of Judah, it made Joseph weep.
他的心真的融化掉了。
And his heart truly melted.
他怎么犹大说什么
？So what did Judah say?
你不要关他啦。
Do not take him.
Do not lock him up.
Do not lock him up.
关我啦。
But take to lock me up.
因为我爸爸跟这个童子的命是相连的。
Because my father and the life of Benjamin is connected.
我怎么忍心跟我爸爸哦，白瓦苍苍，杯杯盏盏下阴间呢
？And how can I not bring Benjamin back to my father?
Allow my father to feel so sorrowful and die, right? 你关我，关我这样子。
So lock me up instead.
哦，那个约瑟真的被他感动到痛哭流涕。
And Joseph was moved by the words of Judah.
所以他爸爸跟他祝福啊。
And so his father blessed Judah.
犹大，你是该受赞美的。
Judah, you are one that is to be praised.
你的兄弟要赞美你。
Your brethren should praise you.
那个君王要从你这个支派出来。
And kings will come out of your tribe.
Give me more story about Judah's tribe, who are very pure, 很孝顺。
Who is very filial, pious?
Give me more story.
Judah's
from Judah's tribe.
Judah's descendants.
很多、啊，对不对
？There's a lot of people.
路德是不是犹大支派的？
Ruth
归入犹大支派的。
Was Ruth a tribe of Judah?
是不是？是不是？路德后来是犹大支派的、啊。
Ruth was accounted as the descendant of Judah.
路德、哦、跟 Joyce 一样，每天打电话回家跟爸爸妈妈请安的。
And Ruth and Joyce, are they all phone back to their parents every day?
对了，是这样子，我是这样讲的，没有错。那个路德、哦、很会 share 他的 life to his mother-in-law. 路德很会分享他的生命，跟他婆婆很会诉说他今天在外面遭遇到什么事情了、啊。
Ruth was able to share her life and her suffering with Naomi.
这个是很孝顺的一个外邦女子哦。
This is one a Gentile woman who is very filial pious.
是从后来是归入犹大支派的。
And later on, she was added to the tribe of Judah.
大卫孝不孝顺
？Was David very obedient to his parents?
有没有
？Was he?
从哪里看出来
？And how do we know?
大卫在逃亡的时候
，And when David was,
我们看一下
fleeing.
有时间吗？没时间了。大卫逃亡的时候呢，特别啊，把妈妈放到哪里去？放到摩押地去。
And when David was escaping from
爸爸妈妈哦
，his life, he put his parents in the land of Moab.
为什么放到摩押地去
？Why did he put his parents in the land of Moab?
因为路德是从摩押来的。
Because Ruth was came from the land of Moab.
所以他先把他跑到带到个安全的地方，否则以扫这个人是小人哦，不只要杀他，把他们全家统统杀掉。
So David wanted to take them to a safe place before Saul came after.
所以圣经讲，你遵守我诫命的，你的福气要到千代；孝顺父母，遵守诫命，福气要到千代。
And because you are filial piety, if you show filial piety to your parents, your life will be prolonged.
The blessing will go to thousands generations.
The blessings will go to all your.
所以，诸位，我们要孝顺父母啊。
So we have to be very obedient.
这是从婚礼上面学到的哦。
And this is what we learn from the division.
那婚礼当中呢，还有一个支派呢是没有地的。
There's also a tribe in the land of Canaan that did not inherit the land.
我们来看十三章的三十三节。
Let's turn to chapter 13, verse 13.
十三章三十三节。
Chapter 13, verse 33.
十三章三十三节。
Chapter 13, verse 33.
只是利未支派，摩西没有把产业分给他们。主以色列的神是他们的产业，正如主所应许的一样，他们的请出。
But the tribe of Levi, Moses had given no inheritance. The Lord God of Israel was their inheritance, as he had said to them.
他们产业是谁啊
？So what is their inheritance?
David, who are they? The one is God, God Himself. 这个利未哦，跟哥哥去杀人。
Levi went to kill with his brothers.
啊，结果雅各啊就咒诅他们。
So Jacob cursed them.
说你以后要散居在兄弟当中。
He cursed Levi that you will be dispersed among your brethren.
可是利未支派呢，在摩西时代表现得很好。
But in Moses' time, the tribe of Levi was very well behaved.
因为以色列百姓啊拜金牛犊。
Because when the tribe, when the Israelites worshipped the golden calf.
那个摩西说：“来，谁属神的，站到我这边来，我们去杀那个拜金牛犊的，无论他是你哥哥、弟弟、姐姐、阿姨、叔叔、舅舅，通通杀。”
So when Moses said, whoever is on the Lord's side, come over here to kill all those people who worship the golden calf.
结果利未人通通站出来了。
And the tribe of Levi.
因为这个事情，后来神就重用他们做神的工啊。
And because of this event, God used the tribe of Levi.
所以整个族啊，他们命运转过来，也是的，还是散居在兄弟当中。但是呢，现在是来服侍神，散居服侍神。
But the tribe of Levi was dispersed among the Israelites in order to serve God. This was their blessing.
来，如果你们有四个兄弟啊。
If you have four siblings, four brothers.
爸爸说来，我们来分财产。
And the dad said, let's divide the inheritance.
那我们财产分三份哦，老大、老二、老三，你们每个人都三分之一哦。
And I will divide the inheritance into three portions for the first, second, and third.
那老四啊。
And for the fourth.
你没有财产哦，没有财产。
You will have no inheritance.
你财产就是你老爸。
Your inheritance is me.
来，谁愿意这样的举例子？
So who is willing to be this fourth child?
你老爸，你的财产是你老爸，你没有财产的。
So your inheritance is your father. You have no inheritance.
没有人呢。
So there are no one.
服侍神的人都是利未支派的哈。
And the people who serve God, they are all the tribe of Levi.
他们产业就是神。
Their inheritance is God.
似乎是贫穷的。
When
as if.似乎是贫穷的 ，as if they are poor.
The servants of God is as if they were poor.
但是却是样样都有。
But they possess all the things in life.
啊，你们都不喜欢爸爸当财产是吗
？So you guys all do not want your father as inheritance, right?
我讲个故事吧。
Let me tell you a story.
我讲过这个故事了。
I think I already told the story before.
有一个财主啊，跑到非洲的一个孤儿院去啊，带很多玩具去啊。
And there was a person who went to the land of Africa, and he brought a lot of toys.
To the orphanage.
To the orphanage villages.
孤儿讲啊，这些孤儿讲，你们每个人都可以在这房间，每一个人都可以选一样东西做他们的玩具啊。
And he told all the orphans in this room, you all of you can select one toy.
那大家都好抢了一个玩具啊。
So everyone rushed to grab a toy.
只有一个小朋友不抢啊。
There's only one child that did not.
那个财主就很好奇，问他说：“小朋友，你为什么不要玩具呢
？”So this person, he asked this child, "How come you do not want a toy?"
那个小朋友就问这个财主啊。
So this child asked this
rich man.
Rich man.
你是说在这个房间里面每一个都可以要吗？是这样子吗
？So the child asked him, "You said I can have one thing from anything, anywhere in this room."
他说是啊。
And he said yes.
那他就说，我可以把你当成我的玩具吗？可以要你做我的玩具吗
？So this child asked this rich man, "Can you be my toy? Can I have you?"
好，那个财主很感动了。
And this rich man was moved.
好，我就做你的玩具。
And this rich man said, "Yes, I will be your toy."
就把他带回来没？带回来他的家里面哦，把他当儿子看待。
This rich man brought him to his house and.
其实啊，我们人都很喜欢世上的东西，都喜欢产业。
And humans, us humans, we like material inheritance today.
但是其实神才是万福的源头。
But we have to know that Jesus, the God is the source of all things.
All blessings.
All blessings.
那我们来看另外一个教训。
Let's turn to another teaching.
这个婚产业当中呢，有一个叫做逃城。
And in dividing the inheritance, there is a place called the City of Refuge.
这个是六个逃城啊。
And there are six cities of refuge.
三个在河约旦河东，三个在约旦河西。
And there is six. There are three cities on both east and three cities on east and three.
那三个逃城呢？大部分都是等距离呀。
And these are all close in distance.
我们看二十章，没有时间读了，第七节啊。
Chapter 20, verse 7.
我看啊。我们读第九节就好了。
Let's only read verse 9.
这都是为以色列众人和他们中间聚居的外邦人所分定的地域，是误杀人的，可以逃到那里，不死在报血仇人的手中，等他站在会众面前听审判。以色列有律法，是以牙还牙，以眼还眼的律法。
And The Israelites have a law that for an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
啊，但是有时候你会误杀人，比如说你砍树的时候呢，那个 axe head 啊，飞掉了就把一个人呐、啊，啊啊的撞死了。那你不是故意要杀他怎么办呢
？Sometimes you may kill someone accidentally when taking revenge.
啊，那个人就要开始跑啊。
So this person has to flee.
只要没有逃成之前，你没有被抓到，你不用以眼还眼，以牙还牙，以命还命，不用的。
And when you are able to reach the city of refuge, you will be safe.
Yes, 啊、哦，那个大祭司啊，他就会收集证据，看你讲的是不是真的，你是不是故意的，还是真实的这样子了。
And the priest will gather evidence to see if this was done on purpose or by accident.
啊，如果大祭司死了。
But if the priest dies,
就有特色了，每个人都可以 free 了。
If the high priest dies, everyone will be free.
啊，这个代表如果就是大祭司主耶稣啊，主耶稣为我们死了，每个人呢、啊、都可以被他的罪就可以赦免了。
And this prefigures Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ dies, everyone will be free.
这个逃城有个意思，今天教会就是逃城。
And the cities of refuge are the church today.
所以今天我们要多多分设教会，让很多人更容易逃到神的城邑里面来。
So today we have to expand the church more, so more people can come to the cities of refuge.
哦，所以不要怕分设教会。
So do not fear or do not be afraid of.
神的教会是有生命的东西。
The church has the life of God.
啊，有生命的一定会成长。
And
有生命一定会成长。
And with life, there has to be growth.
啊，这是我们从第一章到第十一章到二十一章哈。
And this is Joshua chapter 11 to 21.
得地跟分地。
We talked about taking the whole land and give it as an inheritance.
那二十二章呢，就讲到这个政坛的问题了哈。
And in chapter 22, it talks about an impressive altar.
啊，那二十三章呢，到二十四章，这个就是结论了，就是至于我跟我家呢，我们要服侍神。
And from chapter 23 to 24 is, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
所以我们就这样子，耶稣雅集，我们就上到这里。
And for the book of Joshua, we'll conclude here.
愿主耶稣祝福大家。
May God bless you all.
一起来默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.
Amen.